Chairman, I'd like to speak in favour of this resolution as well. I think the point to remember for B-class shareholders, especially the growers who own at the moment about $180 million worth of B-class shares, is we want to restore some value in that. We want to get that 25% stake in AWB up from $180 million to $300 million, $400 million. First, we've got to get a credible board on and rebuild our credibility in the market. Then we've got to operate commercially, and we've got to get the shares re-rated. So the new board is the first step for getting a decent re-rating, and moving to a regular share structure with this resolution is part of that process. We want to take over premium in our share price because that will lift the shares from $2.17 to $3, $4, $5. If there's a perception in the market that we are a well-operated, competent company that could, in the long term, be taken over. Now, I think this is an appropriate transition strategy, three-year protection. Other companies on the ASX that have had these poison pills, AGL, Santos, in that case, in those two cases, it was to stop Alan Bond and Sir Ron Briley from taking them over. So this is not unusual, although in those two cases, it was government legislation that provided the protection. So the reality here is that we could pass this resolution today and a whole bunch of institutions could buy 9.9% and they could put up a resolution to get rid of the 10% protection at the next AGM and that could be voted on and that could happen. So that's the reality here, is that you are making yourself more exposed to takeover by doing this. But this should be a good thing. This should be welcome because this will get the share price up, keep the board on their toes. If they don't perform, they'll get taken out. And we're all wealthier from having a higher share price. So I think that we should support this resolution along with the proposed change to the Constitution as a whole. And I guess the one question I've got, Chairman, is would you be able to advise us of the proxy position after the debate, but before we actually go to the poll? I think a few of us are interested in seeing what the combination of the B-class shareholders have done on both resolutions, because the feeling is that the B-class shareholders will back strongly both resolutions here, and it will all come down to the A-class shareholders at the subsequent meeting. So we'd be interested in seeing what the proxy position is before we go to the poll, just so we can get a bit of a timely sense of where the situation's at. Thank you.
Certainly, yes, Mr. May. The proxy position will be displayed on the screen prior to taking of the poll.